Greetings to all of our listeners out there. We're once again here with Dakota Talk Radio, providing a language lesson. We're going to go ahead and get started with our mother tongue here and provide our language lesson. I want to thank all of our listeners out there. Ga anaku a kawiyate a na humpike a me chik tu japi chi talk up de wog da kek de unka niesha a hanisha makakan de mayanipi unka de chamuk da chi a wiyate obey you ha dokeke a dakote ke dakote apiki de na dokeke wa only chunk apike hewash dek de hatchet
I'd like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. And this is Diane Merrick from the Nihongtwa, the N Village Nakota people, from southeastern South Dakota. And my Dakota name is Snasnawi, which is Rattle Woman from the Wakamuha, the Gord. And I say Pidamaya to everyone for listening, and also to acknowledge our elders for sharing their language, and that we can help others and ask for their forgiveness as we speak, and that in whatever way it is that we continue to preserve our language and our life ways, that we have their support and continue so that our language can be restored and be continued. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to share our language terms today. Each time we have an opportunity, we want to share the words, and so that those of us that are listening, we can share them with our children, our families, our relatives, and continue to carry these e'apis on the best way we can for the future of our wakainjas, our children. We want to start out with the terms we've put together here. And one of the terms we have here is kihuni. Kihuni. To return. Kihuni. Kihuni. How we can use kihuni in a phrase is toha kihuni ktahe. Toha kihuni ktahe. When will he or she return? Kihuni, to return. The next term is wa kihuni. Wa kihuni. Wa kihuni. Notice our first term was kihuni, which translates as to return. To return from somewhere. Someplace. And then our next one, wakihuni. Wakihuni. I return. Translation for wakihuni is I return. A phrase we might use for wakihuni is doksha wakihuni kiha. Doksha. Wakihuni kiha. Translation for doksha wakihuni kiha is when I return, then. Or wait until I return. Many different ways we can translate them. Whenever I return, then. Our next term, wichaki chopi. We chaki chopi. Translation for we chaki chopi is invitation. When you send out an invitation or to make an invite. We chaki chopi. An invitation or an invite to an event or a gathering. That is an invitation. We chaki chopi. And if we shorten that is ki chopi. Kichopi. Kichopi is to call upon or to invite. Our next little phrase is
Doksha inu pa wahiki ha. Doksha inu pa wahiki ha. Translation for Doksha inu pa wahiki ha. The next time I arrive. The next time I arrive. Our next term is ta my head. Ta my head. Translation for ta my head is inside the body or within the body, which is also similar to the word ta cha. Ta cha. Ta my head. Inside the body. Our next term is onataya. Onataya. Translation for onataya is a restlessness. One who may not be able to be still and may be pacing. Onataya mani. In other words, walking with a restlessness. Mani is to walk. Onataya. To walk with a restlessness. To be pacing with a restlessness. Our next term is tasangta. 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 Tasangta means when someone or something may scare someone to release a, they say a way you can translate tasangta is to be scared stiff. Tasangta. Our next term is aumashi. Aumashi. Translation for aumashi is when he or she asks me to bring what that may be. A way we can use the word aumashi in a phrase is woyute onre aumashi. Woyute onre aumashi. Translation for woyute onre aumashi is he or she asked me to bring some food. Our next term is mijaga. 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 Translation for mijaga is make me some. A way we can use the term mijaga is wahampi onre mijaga. Wahampi onre mijaga. Make me some soup. Wakariapi onre mijaga. Make me some coffee. Our next term is emachatushni. 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 The translation for emachatushni is not as I should be. The way we can use the phrase emachatushni is dakuwe emachatushni. Emachatushni. Dakuwe emachatushni. I don't know why I'm not as I should be. And emachatushni may be used like for like our elder relatives. Dakuwe emachatushni. I don't know why I'm not like I should be. And, you know, our elders for so long in their lives, they are so accustomed to how they have always been able to care for oneself. So, emachatushni dakuwe. Okay, our next phrase is yuha eche bedushta. Yuha eche bedushta. A translation for yuha eche bedushta is that I have completed all. I have completed it all. And that would be pertaining to whatever that would be. Whether you finished making something. Iha eched bedushta. I completed everything accordingly. I finished making something accordingly. And that would be a phrase for that. Iha eched bedushta. Our next term is koyeha. 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 The translation for koyeha
is like in the meantime. Some of our tribal relatives will say ieha, iehanke, or in the meantime. And for the ihank twins, they say koyeha, koyeha, in the meantime. Our next phrase is toha wa na washma cha o omani te heke. Toha wa na washme cha o omani te heke. Toha wa na washme cha o omani te heke. Translation for toha wa na washme cha o omani te heke is when the snow is deep, it is difficult to walk. Our next term is iyunga. 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 Translation for iyunga is to ask. Ask. And when we say imunga, imunga is when I ask. Translation for imuha, I ask. Doksha imurekte. I'll be sure to ask her. Okay. Our next term is ihaha wowakyake. Ihaha wowakyake. Translation for ihaha wowakyake is that I spoke to her or him in fun, all in fun. Okay, our next term is buyashka. Buyashka. Translation for buyashka is translated as a sound which follows some type of an act, like maybe jumping or running, or when a child is running, or a person is running, or jumping, or the sound of that act that goes along with that. They say buyashka. So we wanted to provide these different terms here today with different actions and meanings attached to them, the commands of them and what they mean. So what I'd like to do now is I would like to say each one of the terms in Lakota that we provided to you. We provided you the translations, and now I would like to provide the Lakota all throughout. Okay, kihuni wa kihuni, doksha wa kihuni kiha, wicha ki chopi, doksha inupa wa hikiha. Ha mahe onataya tasankta a umashi mitaha emajatushni iyuha eche bedushta koyeha toha wa na washmecha. O omani te hike, iyunga, ihaha, wo wa kyake, buyashka. So we hope by sharing all of these terms that you might be inspired to listen along and pronounce them and share them in different ways with our children or relatives, and that we might continue to be able to preserve and revitalize our Lakota and Lakota e'api. And are really pleased that amongst the N Village Oyate, the N Village people, that many of our different relatives are working in many different ways to look at restoring and revitalizing our mother tongue and that we do not lose our language, and that our young people and the generations yet to come may be able to carry on our language. And so those are our hopes and desires, and we would like to say pidamaya to each and every one of you.